On this gorgeous Midwestern afternoon, I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, coming to you from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. We're joined now by Wrist Pulse's Mark Russo to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast. He's in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark. What a gorgeous day it is.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. Yeah, certainly it is here, and that followed great conditions here over the weekend, especially yesterday. And by and large, that's the same pattern here will continue for another few days, although there is some rain on the way, and that continues to be part of this generally active pattern that's in place here across the middle of the country. In particular, it's influencing the plains, hard red winter wheat belt, which as we start planting across that region, this continues to improve the soil moisture base. But for early harvest progress of summer crops here in the Midwest, especially the western and central Midwest, this active pattern will cause at least, you know, some delays here. Again, not exceptionally wet, and we're not seeing very, very high totals, but overall, with frequent rain activity, certainly as we go through the remainder of the month, any early harvest progress will be a bit delayed.
So you're talking about 2 or 3 weeks worth of on-off rain?
That's the way it's shaping up to be here, Todd. And we certainly have seen that here in recent weeks. And we've had this feed of moisture coming into the central U.S. as we've had this kind of weakness in the jet stream across this region in recent weeks. At times, that flow or feed of moisture has been right from the tropical Pacific. Other times, it's coming right from the Gulf of Mexico. And depending on where this feed has been aligned, that has become more of the concentrated area, more widespread shower and thunderstorm activity. At least right now, and what's at least a little bit different from the pattern recent weeks, we've seen, you know, remnants of hurricanes or remnants of tropical activity, one of which was the system here in the Pacific, but then also with, you know, Hermine here, which is more of an influence on the south eastern U.S., but it's when you get these blobs of tropical moisture, that's when you have the higher precip totals or the more widespread heavy rainfall, and at least that'll be a little bit of a break here coming up, at least for those, you know, excessively high amounts.
What do you see for the beginning of the growing season in South America?
Right now, Todd, we do not see any red flags with the onset of planting across South America. The one item to watch right now is in Argentina, and that's dryness. In fact, August and the start of September, one of the driest, you know, 4 to 5 weeks that they've seen for this time of year going back over the past 20 or 30 years. However, that is in the process of changing. The pattern here is turning more active, and it looks like a normal rainfall pattern, which will help improve soil moisture here as we go through the remainder of September.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Wrist Pulse. He is out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do find us online at WILLAG.org. There you'll find our calendar of events, including tomorrow night's Will Ag panel out at the Champaign County Farm Bureau building, and of course, the USDA Reports page.